Good day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to another episode of J-Pop Jules versus the Blitz, featuring, of course, J-Pop Jules and Alphonse Zeus.
We were a week out, right?
Yes, what a crazy week it was. I am trying to remain as professional as possible up until I'm gonna say the 15-minute mark where all hell is gonna break loose. But let us begin with some headlines out of the NFL, aside from the championship games. Let's start with an injury that came from a championship game. Brock Purdy tore his UCL during the 49ers Eagles game. It has not been decided yet whether he will undertake Tommy John surgery. If he was to go and have Tommy John surgery, it would basically mean that he could not participate at all next year. They are hoping to get a second opinion and find out that it can be repaired and not reconstructed. If it was reconstructed, that would be Tommy John surgery. And if he is able to get it repaired, then he would be able to play next season and he would be ready for training camp. But if he had Tommy John surgery, he would have to sit out at least next year. So you never want to see that. Feels bad. I feel like he was playing himself into a contract to be the starting quarterback. I feel like he could have possibly given Trey Lance a run for the job, but injuries like this happen, unfortunately. You never want to see it, but I do hope he has a speedy recovery, and I do hope that he can have it repaired so that he can play next season.
That's all you can hope, because usually sometimes those injuries can be game ending, just career ending. Like, it's you don't want to see an NFL player's career cut short, especially with something as horrific as that. Like, there's just so much that can go wrong when you're out there on the field that it's understandable why the salaries can be justified because of just the amount of like full contact sport that American football is. So we just wish him all the best in this recovery. Just rough.
And moving on from the quarterback's injury to the Carolina Panthers. The Carolina Panthers have picked up former coach of the Indianapolis Colts, Frank Wright, to be their head coach and hopes for stability at quarterback. Good fucking luck with that. The Panthers have been a mess as far as quarterbacks go since they got rid of Cam Newton, and I do not see it stopping anytime soon. But I do feel like Frank Wright is a good coach. He was a quarterback coach for the Eagles back in the day. By back in the day, I mean back when Carson Wentz was actually good. So he definitely knows how to handle quarterbacks, and if there is anybody who can help the Panthers get out of their funk, it is him. But they're going to have to make the right decisions and not end up with the same kind of clusterfuck that the Colts were under when he was their coach. Another coaching hire that happened, the Texans decided to get rid of Lovie Smith and hire D'Amico Ryans. This is a lateral move. The Texans are still gonna suck because Texans GMs, I'm convinced, have no idea what the fuck they're doing. Good shit for D'Amico Ryans. He deserves a job. I wish it was in a better location, but you gotta do what you gotta do to get your foot in the door, I guess.
Yeah, you can bring a team like the Texans up and like even like further. They had a decent season, of course, nothing really to write home about, but hey, what better yet test can you give than just an up and coming team like the Texans and just push them even further?
Big news out of the AFC West and the NFC South. The Saints have acquired the Broncos' 29th first, the 29th pick in the first round. I'm pretty sure the Broncos had that pick because they traded with somebody. I forget who. But the Saints now hold that pick. And in compensation, who do you think the Saints are sending to the Broncos, Alphonsus? I could literally give you a million guesses and you would never get it. The Saints are trading Sean Payton for the 29th pick in the 2023 NFL draft. Sean Payton will be the coach of the Denver Broncos next season.
So is this first round pick?
Yeah.
Well, Well, so what's the history behind this one? Was there any like rumors about this going on, or just
I heard nothing. I wasn't hearing nothing. I heard nothing about it until I woke up and found out it happened.
so
I don't know when these talks happened. Everybody said that Sean Payton was either going to go to, they were talking about the Chargers, they were talking about San Francisco. No, they weren't talking about San Francisco. It was the Chargers, it was the Cowboys, it was going back to the Saints. So I don't know where the Broncos came from, but the Broncos swooped in there and picked him up. So Sean Payton going to be working with Russell Wilson and hopefully making Russell Wilson not suck next season. And let me see if there's anything else before I drop the biggest bombshell of the offseason.
All right.
Let's see here. Jerry Jones wants to bring Zeke back next season. Not sure if that's a good idea, but do you, Jerry? Kellen Moore is going from the Cowboys to the Chargers. that's going to help their offense, not really. The NFL is considering a change to the emergency quarterback rule after what happened in the Eagles 49ers game, which we will talk about. Giants players are running their mouth on Twitter, even though they're sitting at home. No surprise there, but what you gonna do? What else do we have here? Or is it just time for me to drop the biggest bombshell of the offseason?
This is all just appetizers
Oh
right
yeah,
now.
oh
Just
yeah, it
kidding.
definitely is. Derek Carr, he won't extend his February 15th trigger date for his contract, which means the Raiders will either have to get rid of him or they're going to have to pay him. I believe that's how that works. Yes, they're either going to have to cut him or they're going to have to pay him. The Broncos are trying to interview Brian Flores for their defensive coordinator job under Sean Payton. I think that would be a good look. I personally don't want him to leave. I think he's still with the Steelers. I feel I would very much like him to stay there, but I feel like he would get a little more recognition working under Sean Payton because Sean Payton is Sean Payton. Tua has been cleared to play next season. He is out of concussion protocols. Hopefully that'll bring the Dolphins up a little bit. And I think that is it. So time to drop the bombshell. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Tom Brady has retired.
Wow, like that's been off.
This time it is apparently for real. Brady
We'll
is
put that in
talking
air
like this
quotes.
is actually it. So we are out of the Tom Brady era. All of the quarterbacks, with the exception of Aaron Rodgers, are gone. Well, Aaron Rodgers and Matt Ryan. But the old guard of quarterbacks are basically gone. It's just Aaron Rodgers and Matt Ryan left, and then we will be out of that era of older quarterbacks. Ben Roethlisberger's gone. Peyton's gone. Eli's gone. And now Brady is gone.
It's gonna be a new era, I guess. Like who's really left from
That's it. To the best of my knowledge, as far as starting quarterbacks, it's just. I mean, unless you want to count Kirk Cousins and Derek Carr, that's it. It's just Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins, Matt Ryan, and Aaron Rodgers. That's really it.
That's
And
like
I guess to a lesser degree, Ryan Tannehill. But that's it.
You have like quarterbacks that are like like half his age, like not even like what like oh my God, it's like what Jalen Hurts and oh my God, I can't believe my mind's blanking on it. With Kansas City, oh my God,
Mahomes.
Mahomes,
Yeah, that it's a new era now. We have four holdouts and that's it. And as far as I'm concerned, some of them need to be. Actually, I think Matt Ryan might be gone. I think I
Like
heard he was
retirement or just
retiring. I think I heard he was retiring. I'm not entirely sure, but I think I heard he was retiring. But yeah, the Brady era has come to an end.
It's gonna hit like so different. I wonder what's gonna be like for just people just to realize what the time was be like when they people have to say like, oh, that Brady fellow was like, oh wait, Rodgers is still in or just. Oh God, there's so much that can be different with it.
Yeah, but the more things change, the more they kind of stay the same. And
Yeah.
to that end, let's start talking about these playoff games that happened to determine who's going to play in the Super Bowl. Let's
Okay.
start by discussing Brady's apparent replacement, Patrick Mahomes, leading his Kansas City Chiefs to a 23-20 victory over the Cincinnati Bengals. This was a good game. It was a really good game. It was a mostly passing game. Kansas City only managed 42 rushing yards. Cincinnati only managed 71. Admittedly, that's kind of high.
Okay.
Allegedly. To me, I feel like high is over 100, but whatever. Joe Burrow, 238. Yeah, 238 passing yards. Pat Mahomes, 315. This really kind of sort of came down to defense. Joe got sacked 5 times, threw 2 picks. That was really the big difference in the game. That's what kept them from really overtaking the Chiefs. But sadly, the game came down to one gut-wrenching play. The Chiefs were driving. The game was tied 20-20. They were just out of field goal range. Pat Mahomes was trying to run for a first down. He started to go out of bounds. He was out of bounds by about, I'm going to say, 2 or 3 football yards. And one of the defensive players for the Bengals, he was just in the moment, in his head, thinking he had to stop Pat Mahomes, and he pushed Patrick Mahomes. And we both know what that means, Alphonsus. Roughing the passer penalty, automatic 15 yards and a first down, which led to a easily makeable, well, not easily, but led to a makeable field goal for the Chiefs field goal kicker, which gave the Chiefs the 3-point lead that they needed to win the game and punch their ticket to the Super Bowl.
All well that sounds well maybe.
I mean, I feel for the Bengals player, but it happens. He's probably beating himself up about it. You saw a guy on the field, he was visibly upset. He was crying. A lot of people giving him shit, but all I can say is it happens.
Yeah, it's a tradition. Like
You
you
don't
can
like
tell,
it
like
when it happens, but sometimes you're in the moment and you just lose yourself in the moment.
yeah, and then people get to just make memes about you on Twitter, and it's gonna last you probably like a few weeks, or depending on how severe it is, it could last you a while.
Yeah.
It's like a forever thing, because like when you're out there in the spotlight, anything can be either taken out of context or just memeified, or
Yeah.
just people just trying to have like human emotions.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the way that game ended. It was a good game. Up until that last play, it was a really good game. It looked like the Chiefs weren't going to be able to pull it out. There were some suspect calls because the refs always make suspect ass calls. But it was a good game. I'm expecting to see these two teams duke it out. The Bills hopefully can get back in it. It'll be a three-team race. I don't really see who else can give us more entertaining AFC games going forward. So it's looking like from this point on, it's just going to be the Bengals, Chiefs, and Bills fighting to determine who goes to the Super Bowl, which means the quarterbacks we're going to be seeing from now on are probably going to be Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, and Josh Allen. So one of them is the new Tom Brady, and we're just going to have to wait and figure out which one of them it is.
It's gonna take like what? Because Brady, like after he got into 2000, it took him like, of course, I don't think anybody can have that much of an explosive start in their first season, and if so, they're a rare breed. But then again, like how are they gonna do in the follow-up year? It's just gonna be like surmounting pressure to either like crumble after a game, a good first season in, or are they just gonna like crumble under the pressure, and it's gonna take them a while for them to really find their own? Because still, as a team sport overall, you're still going to need a strong O-line, good running backs. Like, there's a lot of things that have to go into it than just having your star player, whether it is a quarterback, running back, what have you.
Absolutely true. But that's it for the AFC. Now let's move on to the NFC. Obviously, I have some bias in this game. But The Eagles took out the 49ers 31-7. Let me go over the facts of this game before I start talking about the bullshit.
Okay.
As we talked about, Brock Purdy got injured, but he was 4 for 4 for 23 yards. I feel like these numbers are wrong.
Okay.
While I look for new numbers, let me continue with the rest of this shit, because that doesn't sound accurate. I'm pretty sure he threw more passes than that before he got injured.
Okay.
But this was also, for a while, a very good game. It was a very defensive game. Oh my gosh, really? That was it? Okay, apparently those numbers aren't wrong. I'm just misremembering the game. He was 4 for 4 for 23 yards. Both defenses kept the quarterbacks on lockdown for the most part. Jalen went 15 for 25, 121 throughout the entire game. Neither quarterback threw an interception. Also, neither quarterback threw a touchdown. But after the injury was sustained by Brock Purdy, Josh Johnson came in, who was there. Effectively, fourth-string quarterback. He went 7 for 13 for 74 yards. The rushing game for the San Francisco 49ers never really got started. McCaffrey, he ran for 81, but one of those runs was 23 yards. So take away that chunk play, and he basically ran for 60-ish. And he was basically all of their offensive running, so they basically shut everything down. Debo never was allowed to get started. He had six runs for -9 yards, so Debo never got anything started. Receiving-wise, they kept Debo 3 receptions, 33 yards. They kept Kittle to 3 receptions for 32, McCaffrey 4 for 22, and Brandon Ayuk 1 catch for 10 yards, so the Eagles' defense did their job, kept everything locked down. If I'm being completely honest, 49ers' defense also did a pretty good job keeping things shut down. Devonta Smith, 2 catches, 36 yards. A.J. Brown, a surprising 4 catches for 28 yards. Gainwell, 2 for 26. Dallas Goedert, 5 for 23. So it wasn't really a passing game. Both defenses came out, like we talked about, and played really well, didn't really let things get started. The thing that broke the game wide open, the Eagles running game. As I said, the 49ers had 81 rushing yards. The Eagles had 44 carries for 148 yards. And all 4 touchdowns for the Eagles came on the ground. Now, the reason why I'm emphasizing that so much is because the San Francisco 49ers were supposed to be a top, I think they were the number one run-topping team in the league. So for you to put up almost 150, which teams don't run for 150 anymore. Teams don't normally run for 100 that often in a game. So to put up almost 150 rushing yards, which I'm going to be completely honest, it was 150 rushing yards, but as I said, the score in the game was 31-7, so you don't really leave your people out there that much. So they put in Gardner Minshew, and he tried to run and got -2 yards. So technically, minus him, it was 150 rushing yards. So for you to run that much on a team, like that's a pretty good showing by your offensive line and your running backs, and it has to be a breakdown somewhere on defense.
Yeah.
These are facts. I am pointing this out for a reason, because I'm about to start talking about other things that aren't facts and that might be able to be debated, but fuck you if you want to debate it, because you're wrong.
Okay.
So, like I said, Brock Purdy went out. For the record, Brock Purdy was their third-string quarterback at the start of the season. He was the backup to the backup, and Josh Johnson was the backup to the backup to the backup. I think I added enough backups there.
Yeah, I think they went deep enough that we need a QB. Yeah. We need a QB.
So, a lot of people are saying that the Eagles weren't really tested because Brock Purdy went down. Here's my fucking problem with that statement.
Okay.
You want to say that the Eagles weren't tested because of that? Fine. But what you're not going to do is ignore what happened that led up to that. I am trying to find the websites that I use have breakdowns of exactly what happened and when. So I'm trying to track when Purdy went down. Okay, here we go. Brock Purdy went down at the 7 minute mark of the first quarter. By that time, the Eagles had already scored a touchdown. So the Eagles were already up 7-0 at that point.
Touchdown lead.
So, first quarter ends, the Eagles don't score again. So it is 7-0 when we're in the second quarter. Here's where I start to have the issue. The reason Purdy went down was because of a strip. It wasn't a sack because he didn't go down. I'm just gonna call it a strip. Hassan Riddick, who is an absolute monster. If you don't think Hassan Riddick is a good football player, you haven't been fucking watching the entire season. I don't know what to tell you. But he caused Purdy to basically what happened, Purdy was trying to throw the ball. His hand didn't go forward before Hassan Riddick smacked it, which caused the ball to fly somehow 10 yards forward. It wasn't a pass. He smacked the ball before Purdy's arm went forward. So basically, Hassan Riddick volleyballed the ball 10 yards forward, and then it was picked up. And that play, when Hassan Riddick hit his arm, you can see Brock Purdy's arm bend in a way that just lets you know that he was injured. So that's why he went out. So he went out on a play that the defense created a turnover on. Whether he got injured or not, it was going to be a fumble. Like he that ball was going to be that ball was going to be stripped away.
It was wrestled out is what
Yeah,
I'm
the
saying.
injury is just an unfortunate side effect, but that ball was going away.
Like I'm sure
So
like yeah, it's stuff like that can happen, just that it's unfortunate that it ended up bending
yeah.
the arm.
Now, this is the part where people say that the game was over and that the Eagles got a cakewalk. Here's why I say, fuck you, you're wrong. Alphonsus, you're not a big football guy, but you know enough. And do you mind if I kind of like throw out where you work just to like, or what your profession is just to like show that you are a logical individual? Alphonsus works at a law office, so he has to be logical. He has to be able to follow a chain of logic to a reasonable, beyond a shadow of a doubt conclusion. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes,
Okay,
correct.
so let's put this as your New England Patriots instead of the 49ers. Your defense is ranked top two in the league, not in your conference, in the entire NFL. You have been rolling for the last seven games with your third string quarterback, and you've been winning games. You haven't been putting up a lot of points, except for that one game against a divisional opponent that you played in the first round of the playoffs, but your defense has, for the most part, been choking teams out. Your defense has been making it so your offense doesn't have to do that much. You're in the championship game to go to the Super Bowl. You are halfway through the first quarter and your starting quarterback goes down. In that situation, what should happen, logically speaking, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that your defense should continue to do what it's been doing and keep this game as close as possible and try to make it a situation where your backup to the backup to the backup quarterback can do just enough to squeak by and get you a 3-point win at the end of this game, right or wrong?
Yeah, because like you may have lost one of your star players that you're depending on to generate the points. At least the least you can do is make sure they don't score as many.
So then, logically speaking, Yes, the Eagles' defense might have had a bit of a cakewalk going forward, and might I add, even with the backup to the backup being in, he was only sacked twice, and he didn't throw a pick, and he had one fumble where it wasn't even really caused by the Eagles. He just muffed the snap.
Yeah, like
Ha
that's.
yeah, that's just nerves. That's gonna happen. Deebo Samuels had a fumble, but that was it. Other than that, there were no other Eagles-caused fumbles. So it's not like the defense really did anything after that. Like, they stopped the 49ers from, like, putting up too many points, but they didn't do anything. So that being said, even without your quarterback, the defense didn't get anything over on you because of that. But after you score your first points in the second quarter, and let me double check this to make sure I'm right. Second quarter. Yes. After you score your touchdown, the Eagles proceed to score one, two, three unanswered touchdowns and a field goal. Which means your defense fucked up.
Like it
Forget
didn't
the
capitalize.
you had a compromised offense. Because your compromised offense has nothing to do with your defense. In a situation where your offense is compromised, your number two in the NFL defense shouldn't start panicking and trying to do too much. You should just do what you've been doing all season. So for all the people saying that the Eagles got a cupcake ride to the Super Bowl, no, the Eagles didn't get a cupcake ride to the Super Bowl. The Eagles did what they needed to do, and everybody else couldn't hold their own. Because the 49ers their defense didn't need to do anything extra. Their defense just needed to do what they had been doing the entire season. That was it. If the 49ers run-stopping defense doesn't give up 150 yards to the Eagles offense, I can almost, as an Eagles fan, I'm telling you, if they don't give up all those rushing yards, three of those touchdowns are gone. If the 49ers defense doesn't become just completely fucking inept and just committing penalty after penalty after penalty, the Eagles offense don't We don't get those points. There was a drive, Alphonsus, where they had us dead to rights.
Okay.
Like, it was done. We were gonna have to punt.
Yeah.
Penalty, automatic first down. Three plays later, penalty, automatic first down. It was wild. They had 11 penalties throughout the entire game.
this
The majority on the defense.
this was this the desperate so I don't
But why? Like, why are you? And these were bad penalties. These were holding penalties, illegal hands to the face mask. There was a roughing the passer penalty where Jalen was way out of bounds and this guy pushes him. Another penalty that actually resulted in, who was it? I'm trying to remember who it was. It actually was an offensive player that did this. It was their starting one of their starting linemen, Trent Williams, probably a future Hall of Famer. Like. Personal foul, like there was a little bit of a tussle. Like, you know how it gets when emotions, like people are in each other's faces, y'all pushing a little bit.
Yeah.
He grabs a defensive player by, like, his back and, like, WWE slams him to the ground. Like, what's going on? Like, yes, you're losing, but that's just bad sportsmanship.
because you're trying to rough them up, like getting them into less than 100% condition for the Super Bowl at least.
I guess, but like, at that point, game was over. Like, that was like, there's no reason for you to be like that at that point. Like, if you were upset, be upset with your defense, because your defense is the one that kept giving up penalties after it looked really undisciplined. And like, okay, like, will I admit that like this wasn't really the test that I thought it was gonna be? Yes, but that has nothing to do with the Eagles. Like, what? Were we supposed to spot the 49ers a few touchdowns because Brock Purdy went down?
It's like
Like,
there's no such thing as a homie stock. Like you have
yeah.
to like this is the NFC Championship
Yeah. Like,
game.
isn't football supposed to be the ultimate next man up mentality sport?
Yeah.
Isn't that what we're supposed to do here? I mean, if we want to play this game, let's play this it's not a real victory game because the quarterback was injured game throughout the entire season. Let's take away those two losses that the Eagles had at the end of the season because Jalen was injured and couldn't play. So those losses don't count. Who else was injured? The 49ers, their quarterbacks, they had two quarterbacks go down. Let's count neither one of their losses that happened after Trey Lance went down because their quarterback was injured. Let's not count any of the Giants' losses that happened when Saquon was injured because Saquon is the heart and soul of their team. He was injured, though, so those don't count. Like, I talked about this in my solo rant. Like, this sounds ridiculous to you too, right? Like, the logic that people are saying here doesn't make sense when you put it elsewhere. Like, does it suck that Purdy went down? Yes. I was looking forward to seeing how Mr. Calm and Collected Brock Purdy dealt with our defense. And for half of a quarter, I did see it. He dealt with it okay, but he didn't manage to get anything started, which was what I wanted to see. But, like, you can't act like we did something wrong, or like we were supposed to not go out there and win just because he got injured, because that would make every single football season invalid. Because there's not a single season where somebody doesn't get injured. Well, unless you're Eli Manning, but Eli Manning was a fucking freak of nature. We're not going to talk about
Look,
him. Like, I
I
mean, Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl basically being a fucking fragile egg. Like, Peyton wasn't 100% that season, but they still went out there and got shit done.
yeah, he carried himself well.
Yeah.
Just like beat the Patriots, like dude, he settled his shit really well.
Yeah, and this isn't a shot at Brock Purdy, obviously. Like, you tore your fucking UCL. Like, you can't do shit about that. And to his credit, he went back out there because Josh Johnson, he got sacked and his head hit the ground and he got a concussion. So they had to send Brock Purdy back out there. He went back out there and he couldn't throw the ball because of the injury, but he went back out there and he did what he could. I think he threw a short pass or two, but he went back out there and I actually put this on, I forgot his name, the coach. Corey would fucking kill me because this is his former coach, Shanahan. I put this on Kyle Shanahan. You're supposed to be an offensive genius. You can't find some way to make it so that somebody other than Brock Purdy can, like, go in there and make a pass. Christian McCaffrey's thrown passes before. You can't, like, scheme something up to give him some short passes. You can't, like, draw something up so that you can have, like, I don't know, double end arounds with McCaffrey and Debo. Like, there were things that could have happened. There were other ways that you could have done it other than hand the ball to Christian McCaffrey, have him go nowhere. Because the Eagles now know that you can't throw the ball. Like, so no shade at Purdy. But there were things that could have happened. There were ways to get around this. It was an unfortunate circumstance. But just because it was an unfortunate circumstance doesn't mean that it should lessen the fact that the Eagles' offense was able to pull apart the 49ers' defense. As a defense, your job is to keep doing your job the entire game. There were games during the regular season where the Eagles' defense had to cover for the fact that the Eagles' offense was out there playing like fucking peewee football. But they did it. As a defense, you can't panic because your offense isn't performing. You have to do your job. You have to try to give your offense the best chance to succeed. And the fact of the matter is that the 49ers defense weren't able to do that. They didn't stay calm. They didn't do what they needed to do. They didn't take care of business. And so the Eagles won. We're not going to say that the Eagles defense beat the 49ers offense. I will go on record as saying that because the 49ers offense was not what it usually is because they didn't have the pieces that they normally have.
Yeah, due to just circumstances outside of
yes,
control.
Yes, I will say that.
Yeah.
But the Eagles offense, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to explain why I say it, the Eagles offense beat the shit out of the 49ers defense. If you go and watch that game, Jason Kelce is manhandling defensive linemen. Jordan Mailata, I forget who it was. One of the 49ers linebackers was talking shit. I think it might, don't quote me, I think it was Nick Bosa.
Who like said on Twitter that, or just like
I forget if it was on Twitter or if it was in an interview, but they were asked about how good Jordan Mailata is, and he was like, "Oh, I'm not sure if he's good. I think he's just huge." Jordan Mailata pancaked to this man.
Oh,
like is just no. Like the offensive line just manhandled the defensive line, and just there was one I saw a video on Twitter that somebody diagrammed where one of the defensive players started off in the hole where the running back was going to go. By the time the running back got there, the defensive lineman was fucking 10 yards to the left because he just got manhandled that way. Like, the defense just... The Eagles' offense beat the 49ers' defense. That's what this game came down to. That's why the Eagles won. You want to say that the 49ers offense could have put up more points? I wholeheartedly agree. You're not wrong. You're 100% not wrong. I feel like this game, if you want to say that defense plays better because the offense is going, okay. But I still feel like the Eagles win because I still feel like this rushing attack would have worked. But I feel like it would have been close. Like me and you talked about, Alphonsus, I didn't think this game was going to be more than a touchdown apart. I always thought it was going to come down to a field goal game. I expected this game to be a similar score to the Chiefs-Bengals game. I expected the Chiefs and Bengals game to be like, I don't know, like a 30, both teams score 30-something points. And somebody wins on a late game touchdown because both teams can throw the ball down the field.
Yeah, like it was close as it could be with the Chiefs and the Bengals. When you look at the Eagles and the 49ers, like if Purdy wasn't injured, I'm sure that it would have been not even a touchdown. It would have been a field goal. Like,
yeah,
I think there would have been shenanigans enough that they would have been driven for it. Mm-hmm. But I would not also just see the Purdy injury, but also when you brought up all the penalties. It seemed like it was multifaceted. Those two were the obvious leading factors as to why this final score came out the way it did.
Definitely.
Like being able to like over 25 points is just like, just, I'm not sure how most people could call it, but then again, it's football where even just something that seemed to be normal just turned out to be horrific. And just like, all right, I guess this now, like everyone had their sheets and like, all right, we're just throwing it out the window now because apparently this happened.
Yeah, that's definitely what happened. But just because that happened doesn't mean you get to be like, the result is partially invalid. Like, no, it happened. It's over. Like, give me 1 second. I need to look up something, apparently.
Are you looking at the Twitter video?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm looking up something else. Let me see.
Okay, all right.
Here we go. I have now in front of me a list of Super Bowl matchups that happened. Let's see here what we think was Fugazi. We're going to go back to 2000. We're going back to 2001. No, we're not going that far back. I don't remember that far back. You know what? Let's go back to when we graduated. Or, I don't know. I forget how much older I am than you. I don't know. We're going to go back to 2008.
Okay.
The second time that... No, the first time that the Giants beat New England. Nobody thought that shit was going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody thought the Giants were Fugazi, and then the Giants beat Tom Brady.
It was a giant loss. Not once. It was twice. It happened freaking twice.
Yep, happens again in 2012. Same
Like,
thing. Everybody thought the Giants were going to lose. Guess what? They didn't. Thought the Giants hadn't been tested enough. They didn't. Because people are saying now the Eagles are fugazi. They're going to get beat up by the Kansas City. I remember people saying in 2009 that Arizona was going to beat Pittsburgh. Didn't happen. Let's see. What else we got here? The Saints, that miracle Saints team in 2010 that went to the Super Bowl and beat the Colts. I'm pretty sure that was still Peyton Manning. I think. I'm actually not sure. I don't remember when Peyton left. Let's see here. We have Seattle, Denver, 43-8. Seattle beat the shit out of Denver. Everybody thought that was going to be a decent game. 43-8. I don't even remember watching that game.
Like his carefully prepared notebook of everything that I think will happen, and then like,
Yeah.
oh, that happens. Score, it's cue gift, throw thing out window.
And let's look at now we're going to look at the two games that I feel like were actually three games that I feel like were the biggest indicators that people that are saying like it I don't even know what the point I was trying to make is anymore. We have
Just a circumstance that happened.
the Denver Carolina game. Everybody was saying that it was going to be the Denver the Cam was going to find ways to pick apart the Denver defense. They felt like Cam was going to find a way and he was going to win.
Solve it, yes.
Cam lost that game 24 to 10. They never let Cam get started. Eagles in New England, 2018. Everybody thought that the Eagles weren't going to be able to do enough to beat Tom Brady. We won that game.
And then Nick
Nick
Foles.
Foles beat Tom Brady.
Oh man, that was a Cinderella story for him.
It
Oh
really
man, all
was.
credit. Like,
And then you have New England beating the Rams 13-3.
one of the lowest scored Super Bowls in history.
Yeah, and the Rams weren't a shitty team that year
Yeah,
either. So,
they were decent.
yeah. And then the last one we're going to bring up, Tampa Bay 31-9, Kansas City 2021. So,
Oh,
can we stop with all this just talk about the Eagles and like, oh, they haven't been tested. Oh, they haven't done enough. XYZ. Like, what more do we need to do?
I think they
Other than
just
go
need
and beat
to
Kansas City, like if we beat Kansas City in the Super Bowl, is that going to be enough? Like, have we still not been tested if that happens? Are we going to have to go to Germany, to England, to Russia, to Japan, to Africa, to everywhere that has an American football team and beat them too? Are we going to have to be the street fighters of the football world? Like, is this going to turn into Baki the Grappler? Are we going to have to fight everybody?
I think you need to.
Are we gonna
I
have
think.
to? Are we gonna have to like? Is this gonna be a Money in the Bank league next year? Like everybody's just gonna run at us
Team up,
with their
yeah. Like.
contracts. Like we're gonna play one game, another team's gonna come out of the back, hit us with a chair, and cash in their contract. Like,
It's
is why I
gonna.
wanted to do this one last,
Hey,
because it makes me angry. And I was supposed to talk. We were supposed to talk about the draft order for this year. I don't even think I
Yo,
want to do that anymore.
let's do that after Super Bowl or something.
Yeah, we'll do that after the Super Bowl.
Like right now, it's simply that the Eagles beat Kansas City. It's going to generate a lot more questions if Kansas City, if God forbid, if Patrick Mahomes also gets injured, or like, even if they have to go down to like their third string
Which
quarterback.
would.
I think there's going to be more questions, but then again, like, if Mahomes gets injured in like say third quarter or something like that, and the score is apparent as in like saying it's gonna take a miracle, then maybe people will just say like, okay, we can ask a little bit of questions. But if everybody just stays healthy and the Eagles still win, I think that should be enough to solidify the legacy that say like, hey, they proved it within like a 5 year period. That they can go to Super Bowl, win this shit, and just like shut people up.
Yeah, if a
But
home gets injured and you want to talk about it, that's fine. But like,
yeah.
you know what? I already know what's gonna happen.
Okay, yeah.
You're
Is he
awake.
gonna injure me? Is he
You're
gonna
are aware that Mahomes is technically injured right now, right?
We say technically as in like is he designated like on IR or just like
As in the last game he played, where they were playing the Bengals, He was hobbled. His leg was still injured from the previous game. So, well, not from the previous game. It was injured from prior stuff happening. So he was hobbled that game. I know that coming in, that somebody's going to put that shit out there. Somebody's going to be like, "Oh, remember Patrick, he was injured 2 weeks ago. He was hopping around. But guess what? If we win, that's going to be the story. They're going to be like, "Oh, he was injured. That's why they won." But I don't want to hear that. And I feel like you agree that you shouldn't, nobody should be saying that, because guess what?
Yeah.
If you're so injured, then don't be out there.
Yeah.
Yes, you and me talked about it, and we said that, like, this is a, you're fighting to go to the Super Bowl. You have to be out there. And it's the same thing here. You're fighting for a Super Bowl championship. You have to be out there. But guess what? You shouldn't be out there if you're going to be a hindrance to the team. So he wouldn't be out there if he didn't feel like he could still give them 100%. And I don't give a damn how injured he was last week. He played damn good football injured. He was doing a damn good job looking like Patrick Mahomes on that bum leg. Admittedly, he wasn't running around like he normally would, but he was doing a good job slinging the ball around.
Yeah.
So, I know if we win, I'm still going to have to hear, "Oh, well, he was injured." But that shouldn't be the case. I know it's going to be, but it shouldn't be. And it's going to piss me off, and I'm probably going to... Oh, my gosh.
We're going to come back next week. The
solo rant that I'm going to have to do if we win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I was like,
it is going to be one for the. I'm going to let everybody know now. If you have a weak constitution or you have children, you're going to have to put on some headphones, because it's going to. I might be drunk that day. I don't.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, all right, Julian, let's do this. And just go like. It's going to be like, I'm just going to be here and just be like, I'm going to chime in every like 2 minutes saying, like, "I'm still alive. Don't worry, guys. He's still going." It's going to be either a happy day or a sad day, but regardless, I'm hoping that at least things will pop off well to the Super Bowl. Like, we don't get any, like, horrific injuries. It will just be a good, clean day of football, and that, you know, whoever wins can at least win so with at least keep their chin up, because that shit is needed.
I really hope so, but, like Alfonso said, we're going to let the draft stuff happen after the Super Bowl. We're going to cut it here for now. Pro Bowl was shit. We'll get back to you guys after the Super Bowl. Enjoy it. Be safe. Don't drink too much. And enjoy the Rihanna concert.
Yeah, all right. The halftime show is going to be interesting. It should and be. All the Super Bowl commercials? Oh, man. You know if people are going to bring out their A game.
Definitely. But we'll catch you guys later.
All right. Have a good one, guys.